Okay, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this was written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.' And they had heard the king. After that, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route." These are thy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify them in thy truth, for thy word is true. Sanctify us in thy truth. Amen. Well, this is an interesting account, and I really got taken away with this account this time. Of the Star of Bethlehem. Was the star that led them to Bethlehem a real star? Or was it somehow made up by Matthew? After all, Matthew is the only one of the gospel writers that says anything about the Star of Bethlehem. And there are skeptics who claim it was made up by the early church in order to proclaim the birth of Jesus, a lie they claimed. And there are lots of different kinds of symbols of Christmas. I was looking around the big city of Newfoundland the other day, and I was looking for some evidence of somebody that had something that would say Jesus was born. I think there's something there, but I don't know, couldn't find it. I hope there is. That amongst all of the lights and symbols of Christmas, the reindeer, the ducks and the bunnies and Santa Claus, that there is something meaningful in all of these displays. And some do have and add the Star of Bethlehem as one of the meaningless symbols of Christmas, which we know is a true star. The star led the wise men. We believe there were three of them because of the gifts they brought of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And it's still a mystery how many, but we generally say three. And oftentimes the three wise men are put outside of the manger scene in the place where Jesus was born, when in this account it says house, which means that the wise men appeared later than the birth scene of Jesus, when they had moved to a house. And they cannot grasp it and understand the reality, and people can't, of such a star. Leading these men and even stopping at the location Jesus was born, stopping there. Is there some kind of an explanation, really, as to why the star led them and why it stopped? Can it be explained, I asked myself, why it moved and how it moved and which direction? We know which direction's north here, showing the wise men the direction, but how could it stop? And nothing much has been really written about the star Bethlehem. They call it Jesus' star in our text, his star. Or is it just a nice story told by the church? Or was it a real star? After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." We know that we believe this is true. Now, can we go outside of the Bible and prove that this star was true and actual? It's very dangerous to go outside of the Bible and prove anything very much. But we can do this. We've done it in our study somewhat of Daniel during the last months. Can we look at God's creation? Did God have a plan for salvation and bringing Jesus to us that went by certain laws, perhaps mathematical laws? And it is interesting that a mathematician and scientists figured out there were three basic laws that govern the movement of the stars and the planets. These laws are more or less too complicated for my brain. Maybe not yours, but mine. I looked at them and it X, 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 X. And it reminded me of my days when I flunked algebra. But by these same mathematical laws, can we go and discover the star Bethlehem? Using these laws, there was a man by the name of Johannes Kepler. And he found out that you can predict and tell the direction of the stars, where they are located, and predict their paths by using these three laws that Kepler came up with many years ago. These mathematical formulas. The stars and the planets and so forth can be traced back to the time of Jesus' birth and beyond. And the star the wise men saw, they believed was the star of Bethlehem, the star that Jesus was born under. Now, we are not astrologists. That's a different story. I hope that nobody looks in the paper except to get a good kick out of it what your horoscope is for the day. That's astrology. I got that right? Astrology. I get a kick out of that too. Every once in a while I have to look and see what it says about me as so general and so idiotic that I'm just get a kick out of it. My conclusion after reading about this in several pages, if you'd like to borrow these, you can, is that the Lord created this earth and all of the universes, we have to say universes, and we have to say constellations. He had the birth of Jesus Christ in his plan because he promised the way of salvation was set up before the foundations of the world. We don't need Johannes Kepler, but it helps. The formulas of Johannes Kepler help us to understand and know that the Bible is true, like the same as when we look at the book of Daniel and look at all of the different kings and so on, that God created this world with a plan to save people from their sins and to send Jesus Christ as the burden barrier. Look up Job 9:9. He is the maker of the bear and Orion, the Pleiades, and the constellations of the south. Job 9:9. And in Job 38, 31, and 32, he says, can you bind the beautiful Pleiades? Can you loose the cords of Orion? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons or lead the bear out with its cubs? Then in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26, lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Calls them by name. And in Luke chapter 21, verse 25, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Did anybody get up and see the eclipse? I stayed in bed, but I think Marilyn got up every once in a while and wondered. I don't know. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. The stars are an important indicator pointing to the truth of God's word, because all of Scripture points to the birth of Christ in this way, and everything that God did points to the birth of Christ. The wise men, they were from the east, and they were trained really in the matters of the stars. And they were part of the Eastern school, and they knew that this one star, this one planet, this one bright star came up in the east. And that was the star Bethlehem. They were really the scientists of their day. And the star came from the east and went before them. I am not told in any of the studies that I've done, which are limited, that there was any other star that came from the east. Only the star of Bethlehem came from the east. Secondly, it was during Herod's day. So if we use the mathematical formulas of Jonas Kepler, modern-day star studiers have traced back the path of the stars and have determined that there was indeed a bright and morning star. And it's Venus, coupled with Jupiter, and during the time of the reign of Herod, which would be about the second year B.C. And interesting enough, at the same time that Jesus was born, there appeared a constellation in the sky that is called Leo the Lion. It occurred at just the same time as the star of Bethlehem came. And the symbol of Judah, the lion, the tribe in which Jesus, the group in which Jesus was born from, was present at that very same time. Leo the Lion constellation, created by God, appeared at exactly the same time as Jesus' birth, at the very same time as the wise men came from the east, and at the very same time that Herod lived. A morning star appeared. Venus, all appeared together at the very same time. And those who have studied this star, this constellation of Leo the Lion, say that the constellation also points to the conquering of demonic forces. The conquering of demonic forces came at the time of Jesus' birth, when the wise men headed for Bethlehem, and at the time of Herod's kingship. The very same time of Jesus' birth. And these men came actually to worship Jesus. And bringing their gold, speaking of his birth, frankincense, speaking of his burial, or myrrh, speaking of his death. We need to note, too, that Herod was not acquainted with any of these studies, any of the studies that the wise men had. And this, he announces, when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born, and they told him in Bethlehem. I mean, these were the Jews. He was not. The spiritual Jews knew what was happening. And this made all of the unbelievers in Jerusalem disturbed. And so Herod had to ask the wise men, where is he going to be born? He did not know what the believing Jews knew at that time. So there were no smog in that day, and no smoke in that day, no gas fumes, no TV to distract them, no iPods 1, 2, 3, 4. And many of the Jews laid on their backs at night like the shepherds and studied the stars and knew about these constellations, even though they may not have been scientists. And the star of Bethlehem went before him, as God planned, right from creation. But the star stopped. Well, when you look up and you see all the stars, they don't look like they're moving. But this star was moving. They knew it. How could a star stop? Those who study the stars even today say that stars have what is called, listen, a retrograde motion. They go this way and stop and come back. This way and return. Although to us it looks like they're still in the same place all the time. They go back and forth on the same pathway all the time. But then they change directions at the end of their pathway, makes them stop at prescribed known times. Isn't that something? So the Star of Bethlehem had finished his course and proceeded to go back in another direction. It stopped. And when the Lord Jesus died, the earth turned black and the moon was red like blood. It's what I mentioned last week in our Bible study, or the week before. The month of Nisan on the 14th day. And when you look at that, Jesus was born or conceived on the Passover and on Nisan. And, you know, December 25th that's just an arbitrary date that we have selected. I don't know much why we have selected that date. But all of this that is done occurs on the Passover. And God at creation set up these mathematical formulas for the conception, the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Perfect timing. It really proves, if you need proof, but when you look at the broader scope of the scriptures, you see this perfect timing that God had when he sent Jesus into this world. Perfect timing. Romans 11:34 says, who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? We have to say, he who knew all and all the names of the stars. I mean, you know, this is kind of a joke when you hear that commercial. Said, buy your wife or somebody a star and we'll send you this book and we'll give it the name and stuff like that. That's first-class baloney. God has already given it names, all stars. He knows where they're all at, and it is his perfect timing. So who has known the mind of God? Who has known the mind of Christ? But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. And then they found out from him the exact time the star had appeared. Early in the morning, the star came up, and they followed. For the message of the cross, it's foolishness to those who are dying in their sins, who are perishing. But for us, it is the power of God unto salvation. For he says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him. Like Herod and those who were not believers in Jerusalem. God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand a miraculous sign and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. We preach his death. We preach his righteous life lived for us. We preach his burial. We preach even his sufferings before that. And we preach his death and resurrection. It's a stumbling block to the Jews and the foolishness to Gentiles. Yes. But those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For we know that the wisdom of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Brothers, this is from Romans chapter 11. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, not many influential, not many of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. It's good for us to be on the Lord's side and to know that what we believe is true. And we can see, used to be that program years ago, The Big Picture, remember that? This is the big picture. God creating the world with our salvation in mind, our salvation. And we can see it in the plan that God gave at the very beginning of the world. When Jesus, the wise men, saw the star, believed to be Venus, the bright and morning star. Who is really the bright and morning star? Jesus is the bright and morning star. He is the one that is the light of the world, and we praise him for that today. So let us be on the Lord's side, and let us do what we can to urge others to be on the Lord's side during this Christmas season. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the way as we study the scriptures, and even as we study science, that we can see that you are the one who planned this all right from the beginning. In Jesus' name, amen.